All right, welcome back to Radio Islam International Time. Right now it's 27 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is your world on Wednesday. And just before the break, we were speaking to Mr. Abdullah Suji, who's the principal of Roshni Islamic School, and he discussed the importance of acquiring the circular knowledge. But I think more important than acquiring the circular knowledge in Islam, we believe that it's much more important and vital to acquire the dini education. So to discuss this with us, we have Maulana Ridwan Rawat from Newcastle. Maulana is the Imam in Newcastle Masjid and also teaches at Darul Uloom. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Maulana and all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Maulana, how's everything your side? How's the weather? Yeah, it's drizzling, but how's the weather in Newcastle?
Alhamdulillah, brilliant, Maulana. Allah Ta'ala has favored us. Allah Ta'ala has been kind to us. Allah Ta'ala is showering His rains of mercy as well. Allah Ta'ala bless us all with beneficial rain.
I mean, Maulana, in today's time where there are much more temptations and fitnas, how important is it to give dini education to our children?
See, Maulana, very interesting and very important. And in the intro, Maulana had also rightfully mentioned that the previous segment was to discuss the importance of secular education. And throughout the program, at no point are we suggesting that secular education is not important. It is of paramount importance. It should be given its due. But as a Muslim, we have to prioritize and understand what is more important and what is vital for the upbringing of the child and the future of the child. And without a doubt, it is Islamic education. Presently, as Maulana has mentioned, we are living in an era, we are living in a time where we are surrounded by fitna and we are bombarded from all directions. And this should not come as a shocker, because it has been prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There will come a time in my ummah where people will be challenged, and it will be so difficult to practice on one's deen, and holding steadfast onto a person's deen will become so difficult." Yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi'u kafira. A person will wake up in the morning in the perfect state of iman, and he will take to bed in the evening as a disbeliever. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all. And we are finding more and more that today we are growing up in this type of an environment. We are growing up in this type of a time where the challenge is the challenge of iman. The fitna is the fitna of iman, where our iman is at test, where our iman is at risk, and the iman of our progenies are at risk. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali An-Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayh, who was a great scholar and a giant of his time, Maulana Rahmatullah Alayh had written many, many years ago. He said that the challenge that the Ummah faces in today's time, and the youth especially, is what he referred to in Urdu as Zehni Irtidad, which is loosely translated in the English language as intellectual apostasy. Just to give you an example of what intellectual apostasy is all about and how it affects a person, and the only way we can combat this zehni irtidad, this intellectual apostasy, is by giving our children Islamic education. Mufti Kamaluddin Saab Damat Barakatuhum mentions his own experience. He says he was in Madinatul Munawwara, and he was at the Rosa Mubarak, and he was making salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he exited the Haram Sharif, the Masjid al-Nabawi, he met a student of his. And the student mentioned to him, he said, "Mufti Saab, I remember you being a lecturer, and you taught me, and I'm standing here at the Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Mubarak land of Madinatul Munawwara." And he says, "This thought is crossing my mind, that this Islam, is it the true religion or not? This iman that Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with, is this really something which was done in my favor, or was it something against me? Allah Ta'ala save us from such a thinking, and Allah Ta'ala save us from such a thought pattern." So this is the challenge that we face, and it's only increasing, and the challenge is getting greater. As I mentioned, Maulana Abul Hasan Ali An-Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali many, many years ago had written with regard to this, the test of iman. So when the challenge is there, then it is important for us to stand up to the challenge and to combat that challenge and to protect our iman and the iman of our progenies. And how will this be done? By giving our children the correct Islamic upbringing, by sending our children to the maktab, by sending our children to the madrasa, and giving the madrasa the right that it ought to be given. And if we look into history, we will find that the maktab system and giving our children the correct upbringing was what led to the savior of the iman of progenies. Approximately 150 years ago, from the sub-Indian continent, from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, mainly India, our forefathers came to South Africa, and at that time they had settled in Natal and in Transvaal, and they perhaps seen it as greener pastures, that this was a better opportunity in terms of their dunya aspect is concerned and in terms of earning. But with that, they also kept in mind the Islamic upbringing of their children. In every area, they put up a masjid and they started a maktab where the children could go and learn and get a good Islamic education. So with looking at the aspect of business, they also seen to the upbringing and the Islamic education of the children. 150 years later, alhamdulillah, we find ourselves in a position and in a situation where today, by and large, our iman is preserved. But also at that time, approximately 150 years ago, a lot of Arabs migrated from Lebanon, from Syria, from Jordan, from Palestine, and they had moved to South America. And with the same intention that perhaps they will earn better and they will do better, but whatever short-sightedness, Allah Ta'ala forgive them and Allah Ta'ala reward our forefathers, they did not start up masajid, they did not start up a maktab system, they did not see to the preservation of the iman of the children, they did not see and cater for the dini education of those children. And today we hear report back from those who have visited South America that there is absolutely no form of Islam. So the challenge of the day, and to cater for the challenge of the day, and to stand up against the challenge of the day, without a doubt is this Islamic education, and a method and a system which has stood the test of time in our maktab system.
Mulana Ridwan, after you have beautifully outlined the importance of dini education and quoting our akabirins, now I want to ask you, what responsibilities have the Sharia placed upon the parents with regards to giving Islamic education to one's children?
100%, Mulana, this is an excellent question. Today, unfortunately, we think it the responsibility of the alim or the apa or the Mulana to pass over that Islamic education. Yes, they are a means, but ultimately the parent is responsible for that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith the rights that a child has over his parent. There are many hadith mentioned. I will quote one wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there are three rights that a child has over the parent. One is that he be given the correct name at his birth. Number two, that the child be given a correct Islamic upbringing and a correct Islamic education. And number three, when the child reaches an age, a marriageable age, then the child should be married off. It is the responsibility of the father. It is undoubtedly the responsibility of the parents to cater for the dini education of their children, to ensure that their children are receiving adequate Islamic education, to ensure that their children are enrolled in an institute where they will be given the correct upbringing, the correct ethos, and the correct thought pattern. Because this will serve as a benefit for them in the world as parents, it will serve as a benefit in the qabr also, and it will serve as a benefit in the akhirat also. There is an interesting incident mentioned in Tanbihul Ghafilin, where a person came to Abu Hafs al-Baykandi rahmatullah alayh. He was a great alim of the Samarkand area. And he mentioned to Abu Hafs Baykandi rahmatullah alayh, he said, Maulana, I have a complaint. And Maulana asked him, what is your complaint? He said, my complaint is this, that my child abuses me. It was verbal and now he has become physical. So Abu Hafs Baykandi rahmatullah alayh was quite astonished. He said, how is it that a son will physically abuse a father? He said, what education have you given your child? He said, I only gave him secular education. He said, haven't you taught him Quran? He said, I haven't taught him Quran. He said, haven't you given him any Islamic education? He said, unfortunately, he was so busy attaining secular education, there was no chance for his Islamic education. Abu Hasan Baykandi rahmatullah alayh, it's a lengthy incident, but in a nutshell, he tells the father, he said, if you have not taught your son to recognize who Allah Ta'ala is, then how will such a son recognize who his father is? Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, approximately 100 years ago, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, he said, the harm of putting emphasis on our children's secular education and neglecting the Islamic education is a society of atheists, where they will start neglecting their deen. They will start neglecting their deen to such an extent where they will start doubting the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi makes mention of an incident that happened 100 years ago, and this should serve as an eye-opener for a parent like me and all parents who are listening. He says in the Goa district in India, there was a particular son. He had excelled as far as secular education was concerned, and it was the rule, it was the time when the British were ruling over India at the time, and they noticed the potential of this child, and they had selected him, and they had given him a bursary to go and study in the UK, and this father accepted that bursary, and he subsequently sent his son to the UK to go and further his education without paying any concern to the Islamic upbringing of this child, without paying any concern to the Islamic ta'aleem of this child, without giving any importance to the Islamic education of this child. He was sent off like that to the UK on the bursary that he received from the British at the time to go and further his education. And as time went by, he returned and he came back to his home. Imagine, this is an incident which happened 100 years ago, which Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has recorded. How much worse a situation are we in today? Let us ponder and reflect as parents. If we will not take our responsibility serious, then this will be the subsequent effects. When this boy returns back to India, he becomes ill and he becomes sick. And now he is in his final moments. He is about to leave this world. And his father comes to him and he says, oh my son, I spent so much of money on you. Your education cost me 100 years ago approximately 25,000 rupees, which at that time was a very big amount. And unfortunately, I have not lived, or you have not lived long enough for me to enjoy the fruits of that education, where perhaps he had in his mind that my son will qualify, he'll get a stable job, he'll earn well, he'll support me, I'll retire on my son's terms. Perhaps that was his thinking. And he's addressing his son and he's saying, oh my son, I've invested so much in your education. Today you are ill, you are about to leave this world. I haven't seen the fruits of my investment. And Allah Ta'ala puts it in the heart of this young boy. He plucks up the courage and he speaks up in the final moments of his life. He addresses his father. Allah Ta'ala save us from a day when this will be the address of our children to us. He looks at his father and he says, oh my father, don't cry now. Now is not the time to cry. The time to cry is when in the akhirat you see me being flung into the fire of Jahannam. Then you must cry for me. He tells the father, he says, oh my father, I am in the final moments of my life and I can see the angel of death in front of me and they are coming to take me and I am dying in this pitiful condition. You have not taught me to recognize Allah. You have not given me any deeni education. Today I am leaving this world in a pitiful condition. And the only person I have to blame for my condition today is you. Because as a parent, you have not fulfilled your responsibility. You have not given me the proper Islamic upbringing. You have not given me the proper Islamic education. Today I am in this pitiful condition. And don't cry for me now. Cry for me when you see me being flung into the fire of Jahannam, because that is the outcome of having sent me to the UK and only placed importance on my secular education, and like this he leaves this world. In this condition, addressing his father with these emotional words, he leaves this world. Allah Ta'ala save us from such a day. But this is the condition. If we will only place importance on secular education, if we will neglect the Islamic education of our children, if we will only place importance on their future, if we will only place importance on their financial stability, then this is the outcome. And how beautifully Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran Kareem, what a verse to ponder upon. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, Today we find ourselves in a situation, unfortunately, this is very commonly what happens. I will try and draw a picture of what is presently and commonly happening and what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. Today you meet somebody and perhaps he has one business, a second business, a third business, and you ask him, you say, brother, but why so many businesses? How do you manage all of this? And his response will simply be, you say, Maulana, today inheritance is a major issue. Many families have broken because of inheritance. Many fights have happened because of inheritance. I don't want my children to have that issue. I have three sons. I've put for them all three businesses. One will get the one, the second will get the second, the third will get the third. He doesn't realize that his son can leave this world before him. His children will be gone in the grave. He'll still be looking after those businesses. But nevertheless, this is the thinking pattern. And that very man, you ask him, you say, brother, but we don't see your son in the masjid. We don't see them. There is no sign of his. They don't have an Islamic identity. He says, what can you do? You know, today's youngsters, make dua. Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat. Allah will change their heart. So, rozi, my responsibility. I will see to their financial stability in the future. Namaz, deen, that Allah Ta'ala must do. And in the Quran, what Allah Ta'ala says? Allah Ta'ala says, wa'mur ahlaka bis-salah. That command and instruct your children to perform salah. Give them deen. Teach them the importance of deen. Inculcate in their lives an Islamic ethos and Islamic upbringing. Wastabir alayha. And be firm when it comes to salah. Be firm when it comes to the aspect of deen. Be firm when it comes to the aspect of giving them the correct Islamic upbringing. Special mention is made here of salah. I am explaining the ayat and not translating it. And then Allah Ta'ala says, لا نسألك رزقا. I am in no way asking you to see to their financial stability. I am not asking you for their rozi. I am not asking you for their sustenance. نحن نرزقك. Rozi is my responsibility. Their sustenance is my responsibility. Their income is my responsibility. Allah Ta'ala says, you give them deen, I'll give them rozi. Today, we say, Allah, I'll give rozi, you give deen. How far we have went away and we have not even realized. Respected parents, and I'm addressing myself as a parent, we should understand our responsibility. We should understand how important it is to give our children this Islamic upbringing. It will be a benefit for us in this world also. Not very long ago in the Durban area, a particular maktab went for an excursion. And where they went for an excursion, they went and visited an old age home. They went and seen to the old people. And how unfortunate, when they got there, they found that there was an old Muslim lady there. And they went and they met with her and maybe made her khidmat in whatever small way they served her. And then she started mentioning, and the caretaker was there, they mentioned the incident that the son of this woman is a very, very wealthy person. And he brought his mother to the old age home. And the caretaker felt pity for this woman. And he looks at the son and he says, young boy, why don't you take your mother home? She is of such an advanced age. She is so old. She only has maybe few weeks, few months, few years left in this dunya. Why are you leaving her here in the old age home? Why don't you take her home and look after her? This wealthy son, who got his wealth in all probability through the education and the toiling and the sacrifice that this very mother made for him. Today, without an Islamic upbringing, without Islamic education, without having given the maktab the importance it ought to be given, this is the end result. He looks at the caretaker and he tells the caretaker, he says, this is my mother, she is old, for as long as she was doing and fulfilling her responsibility as a nanny, whenever a husband and wife needed to go out, we had somebody who would look after our children. It was okay for her to stay in my house. Today she is so old and so weak, there is no space in our house anymore because she cannot even take care of the children. Na'udhu billah, Allah protect us from saying such words. In other words, he is saying, today my mother is totally hopeless. She serves absolutely no benefit. He told the caretaker, he said, whatever the cost is, as far as the financial aspect is concerned, don't take it as a burden. I will contribute whatever amount is necessary, but there is no place for my mother in my home. Let her stay in this old age home, pass her last few moments of her life. Perhaps her soul and her ruh will leave her in that condition. But all of this comes as a result of not giving our children the correct upbringing, of not giving them the correct Islamic ethos. not giving and paying any importance as far as the Islamic education is concerned. These are the subsequent negative effects. And like this, we can mention incident upon incident and stories upon stories. It is for us as parents to understand our responsibility, to understand primarily our purpose of life, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah," that the world has been created for our service, but ultimately we have been created for a greater purpose. We have been created for akhirat. Similarly, our children, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with children for a greater purpose, that we must prepare them to live as good Muslims, to prepare them not for the day when I will have to leave this world, but to prepare them for the day when they will have to leave this world. Today we are constantly worried, what's going to happen to my children the day I die? What's going to happen to my children the day I die? If we only rephrase that and ask ourselves the question, what is going to happen to my child the day he dies? If I given my child that type of an upbringing, if I given my child that amount of Islamic education, that tomorrow when it is time for them to leave this world, they will leave with Kalima. And if by blessing and giving our children the correct upbringing, there will only be khair and barakat that will come. Maulana Imtiaz Katrada mentioned in one workshop that we attended, it was education, it was for Maktab Asatiza. He said he went to a preschool, and when he entered the classroom, a particular five-year-old girl came to him, and her face was glowing, and she said to him, she said, "Maulana, last night I dreamt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Imagine, a five-year-old girl is blessed with the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maulana said, from the dialogue and the way she described and explained her interaction with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew very well that this was not, daydreaming on her side, or maybe just a vision or some type of a thought. This girl knew what she was saying, and then he went on to ask her. He said, "Young girl, what is it that you do that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you like this?" She says, "My father has instilled in our lives three things. Number one, our five daily salah every day." Imagine a five-year-old girl. Number two, we are not allowed to watch television anywhere. And number three, minimum, we must recite 500 durood every day. The barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala had blessed her with the vision and the dream and the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the age of five. How much more won't Allah Ta'ala bless her in the future? But all of this will come about when? When we as parents understand our responsibility, we understand our purpose, we understand our object of being sent into this world, and we give it its due right, we give it its due importance, we give our children that Islamic upbringing, we give them that Islamic ethos, we enroll them in the madrasa, we ensure that they attend classes and they get the necessary education that they require.
Let make us realize the importance of Dini education, but inshallah we will continue what will be left of today. Next week we'll continue with the same topic, but we really appreciate that we have taken out the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq and grant us the true understanding of the importance of Murkati, Maulana.
Jazakumullahu khairan for the opportunity, Maulana, and we will continue the discussion, inshallah.
That was Maulana Ridwan Roberts, who's the Imam in Newcastle Masjid, and also he's teaching in Darul Newcastle, with that detailed explanation with regards to the importance of Dini education, going and sending our children to Maktab and Madaris. So that brings us to the end of the first hour of our World on Wednesday.